Imagine waking up one morning and realizing that despite all your possessions, achievements, and social status, you feel strangely empty. This emptiness isn't a personal failing. It's the inevitable result of living in a society that has elevated having over being. In a world where we define ourselves by what we own rather than who we are, Eric Fromm's revolutionary analysis offers a profound alternative. The distinction between having and being isn't merely philosophical. It manifests in how we speak, love, learn, and relate to everything around us. When someone says, "I have a problem," they've transformed their experience into an object possessed, when in reality, the problem possesses them. Our language increasingly substitutes nouns for verbs, having love instead of loving, making a decision instead of deciding, reflecting our tendency to transform experiences into possessions. The having mode centers on possession, acquisition, and control. It defines us by what we own, collect, and accumulate, not just material goods, but knowledge, relationships, and even memories that we treat as collectibles. Consider how we approach flowers. Do we pluck them to possess their beauty, killing what we seek to preserve, or do we appreciate them without needing ownership? The being mode focuses on aliveness, authentic experience, and productive activity. It defines us by who we are, how we engage with others, and our moment-to-moment lived experience. When identity is rooted in "I am who I am" rather than "what I have," external circumstances and material losses cannot fundamentally threaten our core sense of self. Unlike possessions that depreciate with use, our essential human powers of reason, love, creativity, and wisdom actually expand through their expression. The Industrial Age promised unprecedented human advancement, complete mastery over nature, unlimited material abundance, and happiness for all. This trinity of promises, unlimited production, absolute freedom, and unrestricted happiness, became a powerful religion of progress. However, this vision was built on two fundamentally flawed premises. Radical hedonism, the belief that maximum pleasure through satisfying all desires leads to happiness, and the notion that individual egotism naturally creates social harmony. Despite unprecedented material comfort, air conditioning, smartphones, endless entertainment, modern humans remain profoundly anxious, depressed, and disconnected. Studies show rising rates of mental illness and loneliness even as material prosperity increases. The character structure of individuals and the socioeconomic structure of society exist in a complex, mutually reinforcing relationship. Society molds people's character so they internally desire to perform required roles, while these collective character traits simultaneously maintain the existing system. Despite the perception that Western civilization is rooted in Christian values, our true dominant religion has become what Fromm calls industrial religion, a system that reduces humans to servants of the economic machinery they constructed. This modern faith centers on submission to authority, pervasive guilt, and the erosion of solidarity through aggressive individualism. Today's dominant marketing character experiences oneself primarily as a commodity with fluctuating exchange value. Success depends not on fixed qualities, but on how effectively people package and sell themselves. This character type typically lacks a stable sense of self, operating predominantly on a cerebral level while avoiding deeper emotional engagement or genuine self-reflection. Have you ever noticed how quickly the excitement of a new purchase fades? That's because pleasure, the satisfaction of temporary desires, differs crucially from joy. Modern society focuses increasingly on fleeting pleasures, status recognition, wealth accumulation, superficial relationships, mindless consumption. This pursuit often leads to diminishing returns, requiring ever stronger stimuli for the same satisfaction. Joy, by contrast, accompanies productive and meaningful activity that emerges from our authentic being. Unlike pleasure's peak experience that culminates suddenly and fades quickly, joy manifests as a plateau experience, a steady, sustainable glow that accompanies being fully present. While pleasure leads to emptiness after the peak passes because nothing has fundamentally changed within us, joy creates lasting fulfillment through genuine engagement with life. This distinction explains why people who seemingly have everything often feel profoundly empty, while those with far fewer possessions but rich inner lives experience sustained contentment. Religious traditions have long recognized the distinction between having and being. The Old Testament's central theme is liberation from possessions to achieve true being, from Abraham leaving his country and clan to Moses leading the Hebrews from Egyptian bondage into the desert. The Sabbath emerges as Judaism's most important concept, not merely rest, but a day of complete harmony where one lives as if having nothing, pursuing only being. Jesus taught radical renunciation of possessions, blessing the poor and warning against accumulating treasures on earth. His parable of the rich young ruler who couldn't part with wealth to follow Jesus illustrates how attachment to possessions prevents spiritual growth. Master Eckhart defined the truly poor person as one who wants nothing, knows nothing, and has nothing, not advocating asceticism, but freedom from craving and attachment. For Eckhart, wanting nothing means abandoning greed. Knowing nothing warns against possessing knowledge as intellectual property. And having nothing means achieving a state of pure receptivity. The path forward requires a fundamental shift from having to being, where human character changes under specific conditions. Recognizing our suffering, understanding its origins, seeing a path forward, and following new norms for living. Despite seemingly insurmountable obstacles, there remain reasons for hope. Growing recognition that economic survival requires new ethics provides one basis for optimism. Increasing dissatisfaction with the consumer system offers another. Many feel the emptiness of their isolated lives and meaningless consumption. The being orientation remains a strong potential in human nature. Though our society currently encourages having over being, this balance can tip through social change. Creating a new society requires facing difficulties with hard-headed realism while developing what Fromm calls a humanistic science of man as the basis for social reconstruction. Our survival, both individual and collective, depends not on what we have, but on who we become. The shift from having to being isn't about renouncing all possessions or pleasures, but about changing our fundamental orientation toward life. It means developing the courage to let go of security blankets that ultimately suffocate us. It means choosing authentic connection over control, creative expression over passive consumption, and meaningful engagement over status acquisition. The next time you find yourself defining your worth through possessions or achievements, pause and ask, "Who would I be without these things?" The answer might reveal a more authentic self waiting to emerge, one capable of deeper joy, more genuine relationships, and a life of genuine meaning. The choice between having and being isn't made once, but continuously in everyday moments. Each time we choose presence over possession, engagement over accumulation, and authenticity over appearance, we take another step toward reclaiming our fundamental humanity in a world increasingly dominated by things.